Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, June 21st. Several ceremonies and flag raisings were held across Grey Bruce this morning to mark National Indigenous Peoples Day. In Owen Sound, a sunrise ceremony was held at the Gitche'eme Wiikwaydoong Reconciliation Garden at Kelso Beach at Nawash Park. Chippewas of Nawash unseated First Nation band member Susan Staves.
If it's a day of celebration, reflection, teaching, knowledge sharing, and community.
Meanwhile, in Saugeen Shores, the Every Child Matters flag was raised at the municipal office this morning, and in Kincardine, it was raised at the Davidson Center. National Indigenous Peoples Day is celebrated annually in Canada on June 21st around the summer solstice. The day has been marked across the country since 1996. An annual golf tournament hosted by the Owen Sound Regional Hospital Foundation raised $94,000. The 31st annual Charity Golf Classic was held on June 3rd. 144 golfers participated and raised funds through golf registration, sponsorships, donations, and an online auction. The foundation says since the Charity Golf Classic's creation, it has raised over $1.5 million to support the purchase of new medical equipment for the Owen Sound Regional Hospital, which serves people from all over Grey Bruce. Georgian College is suspending its mask mandate in all locations on campus starting Saturday. While masks will not be required, officials say they are still strongly encouraged as an effective measure against the spread of COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Owen Sound campus closed this afternoon and moved to remote learning for the rest of the day after an electrical failure. MPs in Ottawa will reportedly be issued panic buttons with the goal of increasing their personal safety. Some MPs say they have been verbally harassed, and some have been subject to death threats on social media. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino says he was threatened following the recently announced bill curbing gun ownership. The panic buttons would reportedly alert police when pressed. MPs are also being offered security assessments of their constituency offices. Mendicino says MPs need to be free to speak and debate in this democratic government without being threatened. A Canadian man and a woman have reportedly died of knife wounds in Mexico. Mexican authorities say they were found dead yesterday in an apartment in Playa del Carmen. They say a third person was injured. The deceased man was reportedly wanted by Interpol for fraud, and Mexican authorities say he was found to be in possession of identity documents with three different names, that he was not a tourist and had been hiding in Mexico for 4 years. Other information about the two Canadians has not been released. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 73 points to 19,257. The Dow Jones is up 641 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.4 U.S. cents, up 36 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $110.65, up $1.09 a barrel. In sports, Game 2 of the Memorial Cup tournament in St. John is tonight. The Quebec League champion Shawinigan meets the Western League champion Edmonton Oil Kings. Last night in the tournament opener, St. John beat the OHL champion Hamilton Bulldogs 5-3. The NHL awards will be announced tonight in Tampa Bay. The Stanley Cup resumes tomorrow with Colorado leading Tampa Bay 2-1. The Blue Jays play in Chicago tonight against the White Sox in Major League Baseball action. Chicago won the opener of the three-game set 8-7 last night. In the North Dufferin Baseball League, the Owen Sound Bay Sox are at Creemore tonight. In Desborough tonight, Nawash meets the Royals in Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League play. Coming up on Sunday at Croft Field in Meaford, the seven league teams will be holding a four-game showcase and raising funds for breast cancer research. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.